So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 123. That's right. It's episode 123. We've been doing this show and podcast since July of 2017. So thank you for tuning in. And thank you to ASUS, the title sponsor on this program, for your continued support. In fact, we'll chat with ASUS in a moment about its stellar laptops for the holidays. We have a great Tech It Out show planned for you this hour with 5 different segments and 4 guests. So instead of some small talk off the top of the show, let's go ahead and kick things off. 'Tis the season to treat yourself to a new laptop, or perhaps pick one up for the kids or your parents to take advantage of great deals over Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But how do you know what to pick up? There are so many different brands to consider and screen sizes, operating systems, and specs to read. It can be overwhelming to know what to invest in. Well, the laptop that I use for work and play is an ASUS ZenBook. Joining us on the line to chat all about ASUS and its laptops, we've got Philip Shung. He is the Assistant Product Manager at ASUS North America. Hi, Philip. Welcome to the show and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you. So before we talk about shopping for a specific laptop for you or your family, tell us about ASUS.
Sure. ASUS is an IT hardware company celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. We started out producing motherboards and have since branched out into laptops, desktops, phones, routers, and all sorts of other product lines. To date, ASUS has shipped over 500 million motherboards, enough to wrap around the world 4 times if we place them end-to-end. On the consumer PC side, we are still worldwide number 3, and if we're only counting in the Asia-Pacific sectors, we are actually number 1 overall.
Oh, wow.
In 2006, ASUS launched our own unique sub-gaming brand called the Republic of Gamers. Just recently, it celebrated its 10th year anniversary, and ROG, Republic of Gamers for short, continues to be on the cutting edge of technology, where we're continuing the proud ASUS tradition of innovation and the search for incredible.
And we will get to some of that hardware in our chat if we have time, but not including gaming laptops to start. If I'm not mistaken, there are 3 kinds of laptops that ASUS has. There's the ZenBook, the VivoBook, and then there's Chromebooks. Can you tell us about the 3 categories?
Sure, be more than happy to. So ZenBooks. ZenBooks are our premium stylish ultrabooks that are kind of have an emphasis for the productivity. The reason why is because it's kind of intended for the young professionals or businessmen that are frequently traveling. They need a light and, mobile solution, but it doesn't sacrifice power either. So our ZenBooks come with kind of the latest and greatest in Intel CPUs, either in the i5 or the i7 packages.
Right.
Also comes with a lot of capable RAM, up to 16 gigabytes of RAM, and can contain up to 1 terabyte SSD to make sure you have the most bang for your buck while still on the go and so on and so forth. It comes with a respectable graphics card, either a GTX 1650 or an MX250. Let's move and switch gears a little bit over to the VivoBooks. So whereas ZenBooks was more of premium, the stylish, VivoBooks is more for expressive, more creative. We want to be yourself, be you, be unique, all right? One of the very cool things we have about VivoBooks is we have a plentiful of color options, right? Instead of the normal kind of boring blue or black, we have like light pink or maybe even green. Some of the options may include, you know, like a very vibrant blue. That's a normal kind of office space kind of notebooks, right? So the VivoBooks are very much intended for kind of college-age students, other young professionals, maybe even artists, right? So it's a great blend of both performance but also being that very unique, awesome appearance look, all right? Still comes with a very capable i5 and i7 CPU, still, you know, the same similar graphics as our ZenBooks, kind of in the 8 to 16 gigabyte RAM area, and still can come up with, you know, up to 1 terabyte of SSD, depending on what model you are looking at.
Okay, so both the ZenBooks and the VivoBooks run Windows as the OS, as the operating system, but Asus also has a Chromebook family.
Exactly, yes. Chromebooks are now becoming more and more of a familiar sight inside classrooms for young students because it has an excellent battery life, and it's also very ruggedized. What that means is it can stand up to a lot of punishment. If you accidentally dropped it, no worries. If you spilled coffee on it or maybe even a juice can on it, no worries. You pick it up back up, wipe it right off, Chromebook works just as normal, okay? It's very capable for young students. You know, it has the Chrome OS loaded inside of it, so it's, you know, for easy browsing. You can access also to the cloud for additional storage, but at the same time, providing a very family-friendly solution with, you know, a variety of parental controls to make sure that young children who have access to it don't, you know, browse in areas that the parents don't want them to. Also, since it is a Chromebook, it is fully compatible with the Google Play Store, so any apps they want to be downloaded, with mom and dad's permission, of course, are fully compatible with a Chromebook.
Okay, so that was a good look at the three different main categories that Asus has, not including the Republic of Gamers or ROG brand. But when it comes to shopping for a laptop, whether it is a ZenBook, VivoBook, or Chromebook, what are some of the latest features people want for work and play? Like, where do you start? Do you talk form factor, whether you decide if it's laptop or desktop? And then once you decide on a laptop, do you decide if you want something super thin and light or something with more power under the hood, which is often a little bit thicker? How do you approach that question when someone asks you what to look for?
Well, Mark, that's actually a great question. But typically what our users have provided feedback on is they're really looking for the lighter and the thinner product. So kind of gone are the days where people are lugging kind of thicker, you know, bricks, you know, where it's, you know, 5, 7, 8 pounds. Users are increasingly looking for kind of the lighter, the thin. So like less than 2 centimeters thin. We're talking like 2 or 3 pounds light. So something that can easily fit into a bag, you know, for the on-the-go solution. But you also hit on a great point there when it comes down to power. You know, users are still looking for, you know, something that has, you know, that, you know, the i5 or the i7 or for those who are looking more for the AMD options, an R5 or an R7 with a good, you know, mix of RAM and SSD. So it's kind of a best of both worlds thing, but definitely thin and light is, you know, much more in demand. In fact, one other thing that users have been more and more asking for is the ability to do more multitasking, you know, especially nowadays, you know, where with social media, maybe you're dancing back and forth between Twitter, Facebook, but you're still answering emails on that. So one screen simply isn't enough. A lot of users say, hey, I need a secondary monitor. Right? So in the past, the most common solution was, well, I'm going to buy a second monitor and hook it up to my laptop. So one really cool innovation feature that Asus introduced this year is the ScreenPad technology. So in place of the normal touchpad, the ScreenPad serves both as a touchpad, but is also fully functional as a secondary screen. So if maybe you want to, you know, listen to a bit of music on Spotify, watch a video either on YouTube or Netflix, guess what? That ScreenPad has got you covered. So while you're plugging away on the main screen, typing away, you know, on your emails, you can still enjoy the extra bit of music and watch that clip down on near the touchpad area, and then basically you're able to kind of have a best of both worlds.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the ScreenPad is such a cool innovation for sure. We're chatting with Philip Shung, Assistant Product Manager at Asus North America. With Black Friday and Cyber Monday on the horizon, is this a good time to buy a laptop? I mean, are Asus's gear usually on sale around this time?
To answer that question, yes. This year, even before Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's actually a great time to be buying a laptop. The reasons why is that compared to years prior, the new deals that are being made available this year are hitting the calendar year at even earlier. So like retailers such as Amazon, Best Buy, Costco, they're already having some very impressive deals made available. And yes, it is a possibility that Cyber Monday or Black Friday has an even better deal, but you'd be missing out right now if you're not picking up on some of these really cool deals. And what makes the deal even sweeter is that a lot of these retailers have a great return policy. Say you bought a product off of Amazon today, and then in a week and a half, Amazon has an even better deal out. You might say, you know what? I like that new deal even better. I'm going to go ahead and buy that one, and I can return the one I bought a week and a half ago at no cost. So, yes, right now is a great time to be starting to pick up and check out some of those awesome new deals that are available right now.
And what are some of the latest models from ASUS that you're particularly excited about?
When it comes to the latest models that I'm excited about, nothing excites me more than the ZenBook Pro Duo. So I was talking earlier about the ScreenPad and the ability to have a secondary screen. What happens is if I told you the ZenBook Pro Duo comes with that awesome ScreenPad technology, but it's 14 inches across. It's so large that it takes up half of the bottom portion of your screen. And on top of that, the ZenBook Pro Duo is kind of the best of both worlds. It packs some serious specs with an i7 or a 9.9, 32 gigabytes of RAM, 1 terabyte of SSD, a great top-of-the-line graphics card. So basically, you can do your work and game on this one device. So it is indeed the most cool device I have currently right now, and I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, I remember when this debuted at Computex, everybody online was freaking out at how radical the design was. But it's not a gimmick. It's got a lot of practical applications.
Indeed, it does. Some of the things that's very good for beyond the multitasking piece I was talking about earlier is that it opens up so many more opportunities for the users to explore. For example, maybe you're streaming like a video or a game. You could be gaming away on the primary monitor, and that secondary screen has so much room for you to interact with maybe, you know, your Twitch channel, you know, your Discord.
As we wrap up, Philip, is there a website where we can see all of these laptops, whether they be ZenBooks, VivoBooks, Chromebooks, or ROG? What would be the best site, ASUS.com?
Indeed it is, yes. For more information, please visit our website at www.asus.com. We contain a wealth of information there, not only for our products and various notebooks, but also you can get a sneak peek at what's coming around the corner in terms of the latest technology. We even have a behind-the-scenes look that showcases the collaboration between ASUS and some of the local artists and creators.
Okay, Philip Shung, thank you very much for your time. Wishing you a happy holiday season. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, thank you to ASUS for your continued support on this program. We'll tell you more about the company a little bit later on in this show and some other products that they've got. But you're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. When we return, I'll share a few Black Friday-related deals that I like, some gear and games. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 Model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Did you know that chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, affects more than 16 million Americans? Hi, I'm Senator Stacey Garen from Maine. Inhalers are an important tool for managing your COPD, but not all inhalers work the same way. There are several types of inhalers available, and each works differently. Every patient is different, so there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's important to discuss with your doctor which inhaler is right for you. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. So I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about some really cool gadgets and other gear that I showed on TV last week as part of a Black Friday series of interviews. I was on several shows talking about how to score a good deal, at the same time recommending some tech too. So without further ado, I started off with the Nintendo Switch Lite. As you likely know, the Nintendo Switch is the wildly popular game system from Nintendo, but they've expanded the family to include the Switch Lite. As the name suggests, this is a very light and compact gaming system. It is really a dedicated handheld device, so the controllers are built now into the system itself. So you can play on the go, on the bus, in the back of a car, when you're back at home, with your feet up on the coffee table, have a lot of fun with the Nintendo Switch Lite. Of course, it works with all the games that you know and love, the likes of the Mario games and Zelda. And then last week, Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield debuted, a pair of new role-playing games that have done really well in the sales department, really fun games, and this is also playable on the Nintendo Switch Lite. The Nintendo Switch Lite costs $199. Next up, I showed the Sony in-ear truly wireless headphones. These are available at Best Buy stores and bestbuy.ca. These are really small and cool looking, truly wireless earbuds, as the name suggests. As you likely know, many smartphones today don't have a headphone jack anymore, but even if yours does, you like the convenience of being untethered to your smartphone while you're working out or walking around town. It has phenomenal noise canceling, so these Sony earbuds work with Android or iPhone, and it has active noise canceling, so not only does it block out ambient noise passively when you put the earbud in your ear, which is very comfortable, by the way, but it introduces an electronic, let's call it anti-noise, to cancel out the sound that it hears around you through its microphones. So it really makes it sound super quiet if you don't play any music at all, and if you do, there's really nothing between you and your tunes or your podcast, your audiobooks, or your phone calls. It does have, of course, microphones, so the person you're chatting with can hear you, but it's got 4.5 hours of battery life with the active noise cancellation, or ANC, turned on, or up to 24 hours with the charging case that it comes with. It also has Google Assistant built in with touch control, so you can ask a question, summoning your favorite personal assistant, and a lot more. So these, again, are from Best Buy. There's two different colors, black and silver, and it costs $229. All right, next up is Ooma Telo 4G. You probably know Ooma, the award-winning phone service that uses VoIP, or voice over internet protocol, but now they've got a 4G cellular option here. It's an adapter for connecting the internet through a wireless 4G LTE connection provided by Sprint. It's only about $20 a month, which is great. And Ooma Telo 4G also includes E911, so connecting callers directly to their local first responders during an emergency, heaven forbid, but it can happen. But unlike mobile phones, which often connects to a regional or even a national call center and can't automatically share the caller's street address, this Ooma solution can. So it's a great safe alternative to using your mobile device. Again, this is a great service that sounds great. There's a range of features you can learn about at Ooma.com. The phone service is available for $129, and then again, for an extra $20 or so a month, you can have that 4G option, which is about half the cost of traditional landlines. Again, that's Ooma.com. Second last item is a gorgeous TV from Samsung called the Serif 4K Smart TV. Whenever I showed this on TV, the crew was always asking questions about it. It was absolutely gorgeous. So the TV has got a very unique look. It's got that serif, that sort of curved font style, if you will, on the sides of the TV. So it's got this like iconic eye-shaped profile, which makes it look great wherever you put it in the room. It's got a metal stand that it comes with. So aside from style, which I do think is like the biggest hallmark of this TV, it kind of harkens back to the days when a TV was a piece of furniture that you were proud to have in your home, and it was a conversation piece. But aside from that, it is a QLED TV, of course, quantum dot technology, with 100% of the color volume that you want for very vibrant colors, as well as great brightness and contrast and a wide viewing angle. It's got that ambient mode, so when you're not watching TV, instead of a black rectangle on the stand or on a fireplace mantle, you can have high-resolution artwork on it, so it looks like a picture frame, or other information that you choose. I also love the NFC built-in, or near-field communications. You can actually place your smartphone on top of the TV, and it'll start playing the music from your phone through your TV speakers. And then finally, it is a smart TV, of course, so you got access to all of your favorite streaming music services. So that's the Serif 4K Smart TV, which usually sells for $15.99 for the 55-inch model, but it will be on sale for a few hundred dollars off on Black Friday all the way up to December 12th. Finally, what do you give as a gift to the person who has everything? I love the Ancestry DNA kit. If you haven't done this already, it's an at-home DNA kit. A recent survey found that 62% of Canadians want to give a more meaningful gift, and I would argue this is. Ancestry DNA asks for a small saliva sample, and you send it off, and then you get personalized ethnicity estimates from more than 1,000 regions around the world. You see it on a map going back hundreds of years, so you can see where your family is from and any migration patterns. You've got access to more than 15 million people in the database, so it cross-references your DNA and gives you really accurate results. You can find long-lost relatives. You can build a family tree if you like, get in touch with cousins. It's really pretty wild stuff. It's the Ancestry DNA kit that I did a couple of years ago, and information is still being updated. I still get more information sent to me through the through email, then I check it out on the app and website. Usually, Ancestry DNA is $29, but leading up to and over Black Friday, it's $59, so $40 off. Who doesn't like that? Well, there you have it, a look at some great gadgets and gear and a little bit of science thrown in for good measure leading up to Black Friday. Speaking of gear, this program is brought to you in part by Western Digital and its super rugged G-Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drive. It's designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go, especially for content creators like photographers, YouTubers, and Instagrammers. Head over to g-technology.com for more. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us
Viewsonic.com/radio.
It's been a few months since we've had one of my favorite display companies on the show, ViewSonic, a company mostly known for its many computer monitors, but they've also got projectors and professional digital displays and more. To hear what's new and newsworthy from ViewSonic for both consumers and businesses, we're joined by Jeff Volpe. He's the president of ViewSonic for the Americas. Welcome back to the show, Jeff, and happy holidays to you.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Happy holidays to you as well. Good to be back.
Now, before we talk about specific products, please tell us something most people should already know about ViewSonic and maybe something people might not know.
Sure, yeah. ViewSonic Corporation is a global company, and we've been in operations for over 35 years. We have a full, broad line of displays. In fact, probably the largest display lineup across all categories of any other manufacturer, which includes desktop solutions. We have over 100 different monitors for desktop solutions. We have a number of projectors which cover the home theater as well as large venue and office and conference room and classrooms. Plus, we have full line of large screens for conference rooms and classrooms, both touch and non-touch. And in addition, we have our own software for the collaboration suite of productivity tools for conference rooms, meetings, and education called MyViewBoard.com. Our headquarters are in California. We've won over 2,000 awards for our innovation and our quality, and we have all of our engineering and software development in Taipei with our headquarters here in California.
Awesome. That was a good cross-section of the kinds of products that ViewSonic makes, but let's chat computer gaming. It's super hot, of course. Tell us about the XG-branded ViewSonic monitors and what makes them stand out. In fact, Jeff, I showed on TV today the XG2702, which got a really great response.
Oh, that's great. That's a very popular one of our XG products. The size, the fast response, the resolution, the contrast and vivid colors all make that product a really, really popular one. It's also very value priced for the competitive gamer. But, you know, to expand on that, our XG and our Elite products are designed for the gamers. We've built in the right sizes, resolution. We have a number of different elements there that we specifically cater to the gamer, and the fast response time is one of the keys, so that whether you're in a first-person shooter game or a fast-paced game, you get excellent visual. The focus is all the time 100%, so that you have a chance to see your combatants or your competitors. They're very stylish, the design for the gaming environment, lots of fun. We also have a number of our XG products that have RGB lighting, which matches to keyboards and mice and some of their computers that are enabled with LCD LED lighting. So it's really fitting into that gaming environment for style and performance. And they also built in the ViewSonic quality so that you can run these things for hours and hours without worrying about them breaking down or giving you difficulty while you're in your gaming environments. And they're backed by ViewSonic's excellent industry standing 3-year warranty. Really positions them to the higher end of the gaming space for those really gaming enthusiasts across all of Canada and the U.S.
And, you know, it's also great. It's for work and for play, I'd argue, as well. In fact, today I demonstrated how versatile the monitor, being able to adjust it in many different ways and even turn it vertically for a portrait mode instead of landscape just by twisting it around, and how easy it was. So you can work on it for spreadsheets and for Word documents and web browsing and all that. And then, you know, maybe on your downtime, you've got a great monitor that can keep up with the latest games with things like AMD's FreeSync and 1 millisecond response times and all that.
Indeed.
We're chatting with Jeff Volpe, president of ViewSonic for the Americas. Now, as we've touched on earlier, Jeff, ViewSonic also makes some compelling projectors. I love the M1 Plus. Tell us about that one in particular.
Sure. The M1 Plus is our second generation of this portable product. It's about the size of a thick paperback book. It's nice and small. It weighs only 2 pounds. It has a built-in battery. It's autofocus. It's LED technology, which allows you to have a really long running life without having any worry about having to change a bulb like the old style of projectors. It has some really great features that helps this product be very versatile for both consumers and for businesses. For the businesses, it's a wonderful product to be able to take a projector with you and do any kind of conference or meeting room where you want people to look around and see a bigger image. But for those consumers out there, it's a really fun product that you can take with you, backyard videos. You can do a number of things. Maybe it's camping or who knows what it is, but you have this portability that allows you to do a number of things. It has built-in memory, plus it has a micro SD to allow you to expand that memory. So you can actually store video or store content, whether it be for coaching purposes or teaching purposes or entertainment purposes. You can store data onto those, that built-in memory. I think my favorite thing about this product, however, though, is it has smart Wi-Fi, which is one of the most significant changes that we did this year versus last year, and that allows you to stream content till your heart's content. You can even download some fun apps that you might like to do, like YouTube or other apps that allow streaming services, and binge till your heart's content. Really, really a unique capability. And then, of course, you can direct connect your devices. Fun product, a very convenient small package for people to enjoy content, teach content, do sales calls. And, geez, it's a really good price as well for a holiday. It's a perfect gift and stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm. And, again, I love the built-in Harman Kardon speakers, the fact that it turns on immediately once you reveal the lens cover, which is, it doubles as a stand.
Yes.
There's a lot to love about it. So it's the M1 Plus. Where could our listeners go to learn more about the M1 Plus, your XG and Elite gaming monitors, and everything else that ViewSonic has to offer?
Well, I'm very happy to say that all of our products are going to be available at popular e-commerce locations around North America. We also have a lot of details on our website, ViewSonic.com. And we're also with you working on this great contest with Tech the Halls, where we're offering some contests and promotions for people to participate in. They can go to ViewSonic.com/Tech the Halls and get lots of information on how to participate in that contest and possibly win themselves something for Christmas holidays.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for your time and your expertise and for the partnership on that great contest. I will tell our listeners more about that. We've been chatting with Jeff Volpe, president of ViewSonic for the Americas. All the best for a happy and healthy holiday season. Thanks, Jeff.
Mark, thank you very much, and the same to you and yours.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus S GX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson.
Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Can you believe it? Holiday shopping is already underway. Well, that year went fast, no? But how do you know what everyone wants? Well, probably it's tech-related. And joining us to tell us what's hot, we've got on the line tech expert Katie Linendahl to share some trending tech for the holiday season. Hi, Katie. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me back. It's exciting because it's the holidays. And as we know, Q3, Q4 just jam-packed with awesome gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. It's something I cover all year round, but I think 40% of all purchases are in November and December. So that does make a lot of sense. And I know laptops, computers, are a popular gift this time of year. What do you recommend?
Yeah, totally. So I had a chance to partner with some amazing brands. And let's just start off with an industry favorite, which is the Dell XPS 13 2-in-1, which is completely versatile and was a great idea born out of listening to customers and innovating every last detail top to bottom. And we talk about the versatility. I think it's important, you know, no matter how you work or how you play, laptop mode, tablet mode, got you covered. Also, compact in size and something that it's known for, it's the stunning virtual borderless edge-to-edge display, which makes a huge difference. And then, you know, you and I love this, powered by the latest Intel processor, so you got speed, power, and efficiency. And throw that baby right in your bag, long battery life, the Dell XPS 13 2-in-1, and it's amazing price point, but also just myself included, the reviews just through the moon into being an industry favorite.
Yeah, I love the infinity display, virtually edge-to-edge glass, and it's got a lot of performance as well. So if you're into gaming, it's also a great device. How much does that Dell XPS 13 2-in-1 cost?
The 2-in-1 is about $12.99. The XPS itself starts at $9.99.
Right.
So if you don't need like the kind of the versatility, you can also go in that route.
Right, got it. And of course, a 2-in-1 is when you can bend back the screen on its 360-degree hinge and then use it like a tablet. All right, what about something for the kids?
Oh, I'm a huge proud aunt, so I'm always on the hunt for the latest cool tech toys, and I always like to see what holiday season we have because it's gotten come a long way since when maybe I don't want to. I'm dating myself. I don't know about you, but since when I was little. But from VTech, there's Myla the Magical Unicorn, and you might start seeing this pop up and all those gift guides you get sent to the house, and rightfully so because it is really cool. It's this unicorn that is an interactive friend, if you will, that glitters and she texts and sings and she has all these lights. And she also comes with this magical brush that allows you to add color to her eyes, to her horn, and her wings. And she has a microphone as well, so she'll even sing in a duet. And I got to tell you, I have a 5-year-old niece, and this is just like right up her alley. Made for ages 4+, under $60. And again, from VTech, Myla the Magical Unicorn. It's just so fun. I mean, even the technology just baked inside her. You open these up and you're like, oh, I can't believe that this works the way it does. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're a great company, VTech. And then they also acquired LeapFrog, which is another popular kids brand. So they're really on a roll. We're chatting with tech expert Katie Linendahl, who joins us on this program every couple of months to tell us what's hot. With holidays around the corner, any other recommendations?
Yes, for me, headphones are always a go-to gift, and I want to introduce you to Aftershocks AeroPex, and I know you're probably familiar with Aftershocks. Mm-hmm. The latest AeroPex are great for the commuter and great for the runner. I am a huge runner, and you got to keep safety top of mind, and what makes these so different is they use bone conduction technology, so basically your ears are never covered, ensuring that you're completely aware and also comfortable in all environments. So, yes, you hear your surroundings and stay alert.
Love that.
And I like them also, too, because they're wraparound, obviously Bluetooth, no wires, waterproof, weigh less than an ounce, 8-hour battery life. And I wasn't surprised. You know, I've been running with them in New York City and also in Boston, and I get why runners are their biggest audience. I mean, you've got to keep safety top of mind and hear your surroundings when you're on the road. And under $160, great gifting option and a great go-to durable pair of headphones for the runner or the commuter.
Aftershocks, of course, is with a Z at the end, aftershocks.
Yes.
And I understand you've got a recommendation for something in the home as well.
Yeah, I got a home option for you from KitchenAid. KitchenAid has a 7-cup very durable food processor. And I think this is ideal for, you know, we have those home chefs in our lives that are getting ready to make the holiday dishes. And what's unique about this is it's easy to clean, it's easy to use, and it's easy to store. And probably the first thing that you notice is it has a one-click bowl with a latch lid, so you're not twisting and jamming things on once you get you going and making the dishes. But also, as you can guess, it has easy access to chop, puree, shred, slice, everything from cucumbers to cheese, again, making holiday prep. And probably the biggest bonus is easy to clean. The bowl and the lid and the accessories of the 7-cup food processor are dishwasher safe. So I think that's a huge bonus. Nothing worse than having to clean around all those blades. You just throw it in the dishwasher, under $100. Great option from KitchenAid.
Awesome. And then what about gamers? I know Aftershocks also makes headphones for gamers, but I think you have another suggestion too.
Yes, I am a huge Nintendo gamer. That's my vertical. And let's talk GameStop, because that's somewhere you can often find me. GameStop obviously offers the new Switch Lite, which was released not too long ago, and it is all about portability for the gamer on the go at a great price of just $199. And I am playing Luigi's Mansion 3 and other exciting releases. Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield just came out. And I have already gifted a Switch Lite myself, probably more to come. But great to go ahead into GameStop, and great gift for any gamer on the go. And have to also hit you with a URL, because GameStop.com/gift ideas this holiday season is just hooking you up with awesome, unique options.
And I'm also playing Luigi's Mansion 3 on my Switch.
Yes!
I was just on an airplane last night playing that game. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. The graphics, I never get sick of the graphics. Like, this is to me like the new Odyssey. I don't know about you.
Super Mario Odyssey, great game as well. I'm impressed that you're a Nintendo fangirl. Love it.
Oh, big time, big time. I actually did an interview one time with Shigeru Miyamoto. So
awesome. All right, then finally, Katie, what's the best website to learn more about these products or even to see them in action, like with video?
Absolutely. You can head on over to techgifts.tv to check out all these products. And, yeah, you're right, with some video as well.
All right, techgifts.tv, tech expert Katie Linendahl. Happy holidays to you. Thank you for your time.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with this awesome company and app called Flip. That's FLIPP, designed to save you money. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Shop.
Shoppers, why spend more money than you need to? Well, overspending is a thing of the past with apps like Flip, one of my all-time favorite apps, in fact. It takes all those circulars, those flyers, those weekly store ads that we get in the mail, and puts it all into one place for you, on your phone or tablet or on a web browser, but it shows you the best deals near you. And that's just the beginning. Joining us to chat is Christina McNally, Flip's Chief Deals Officer, or CDO for short. Hi, Christina. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for chatting with us.
I know this is a busy time of the year for you, especially. Now, I use Flip all year round, but especially leading up to Black Friday. Tell us what Flip is all about.
Absolutely. So Flip is a must-have savings tool for shoppers. By simply downloading the free app and inputting either your zip code or your postal code, you're connected with thousands of deals, sales, and flyers from all of your favorite local and national retailers.
Okay, awesome. So I know, depending on where you live, it's called weekly ads or circulars or flyers, as you called it, which is the word that I grew up using. And these are the paper ads that we get in the mail every week for all your local stores, be it for supermarkets and other grocery stores, as well as like department stores and consumer electronics, big box retailers. What Flip does is that you aggregate all of those amazing ads, but you don't just stop there. You also show the best deals near you and even coupons that you can use for even a further deal, right?
We do. So for our U.S. shoppers, we have coupons on the app for a lot of your local stores that provide loyalty programs. So if you're thinking your CVS's or your Publix, any store that has a loyalty program, we try to bring in as many of those coupons as possible.
And in Canada, you also support loyalty cards. So with me, my Flip app has all of my loyalty cards there, all the plastic cards that are in a drawer somewhere at home.
Absolutely. So for our Canadian shoppers, a lot of us have loyalty cards to our favorite stores instead of having to carry that plastic around with us everywhere we go or remembering to have it with us when we're in the store. You can put those loyalty cards right into your Flip app so that you can pull them up really easily.
All right. So walk us through the process. You download this free app. It's Flip with two P's, F-L-I-P-P. You can download it from the App Store for iPhone and iPad or the Google Play Store for Android devices. And then you type in your zip code or your postal code and it'll show you your local deals. So we're talking retail deals that are near you, right?
So absolutely. It brings in all of your favorite local and national stores around you. A lot of us get those flyers or circulars delivered to our home, but not all of us do. And it's often difficult to flip through and try to figure out, am I getting the best deal for something? Could I be getting a better deal somewhere else? And Flip does all of that legwork for you.
And then when you're scrolling through the app, so you can scroll by store, so you can tap on like your favorite, I don't know, big box retailers, or you can type in the search window what you're looking for and it'll pull up all the local deals for you.
Yeah, so there's a fantastic feature within Flip that allows you to search for anything you want. So whether it's a TV or a grocery item or a store, you simply type in what you're looking for and it'll populate with all of the deals that are around you. And from there, you can filter from price, the store that you're looking to shop at. There's a lot of different options for you.
And let's talk about the shopping list for a moment. So when you're scrolling and browsing through all the different flyers or circulars near you, you can tap and hold to learn more about a product that you're interested in, or you can quickly tap and it gets virtually clipped into your shopping list. But my favorite feature of the shopping list is that you can type in a keyword, like you said, televisions, for example, like you said earlier, and it'll actually show you all your local places that have the best deals on TVs. That's a pretty cool feature, and that's called a smart shopping list.
Absolutely. So the smart shopping list takes your shopping planning to a whole nother level. You don't have to go looking for those deals by just typing in what you're looking for. It finds it for you.
Okay, very cool. Love it. What are some things about Flip that people might not know? Because I know you have millions and millions of users, but maybe they're not using all of the features that Flip offers.
I think you've highlighted a lot of really great features already, but we also have really fantastic features that come out during shopping seasons. So for Black Friday, for example, you'll be able to find a Black Friday carousel on the main page of the app, as well as a Black Friday tab. This is going to be pulling in all of those great deals and flyers for Black Friday, so you don't have to go looking for them yourself.
So you've got this dedicated Black Friday carousel, and you can just strictly look for cool deals that are on the 29th of November or leading up to it. So you can segregate by holiday or by season.
Absolutely. During Black Friday and back to school, for example, you can find those dedicated tabs that pull in all of those deals for you.
All right, Christina, as we wrap up, the call to action, it's simply flip.com, right? F-L-I-P-P.com, or to download the app from your favorite app store. Is that right?
Absolutely. Free download from the Apple App Store or from Google Play.
And again, it works just as well in the U.S. as it does in Canada and vice versa. So definitely check it out. Christina McNally, Flip's Chief Deals Officer. Thank you so much for your time and happy holidays to you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that just about wraps up another Tech It Out show. Thank you very much for tuning in to episode 123. And thank you again to ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Catch up with you next weekend, Thanksgiving long weekend, on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There is sharp disagreement between President Trump and a former White House advisor about Ukraine's involvement in the 2016 election.
During testimony this past week, Fiona Hill spoke forcefully against a conspiracy that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 U.S. election.
This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves.
But President Trump disagrees. In a Friday interview on Fox and Friends, he repeated his assertion that Ukrainians might have hacked the Democratic National Committee's network in 2016 and framed Russia for the crime. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The U.S. wants Iraq to show restraint as widespread anti-corruption protests in the country have killed more than 320 people in the past 2 months. Vice President Mike Pence spoke by phone to the Iraqi Prime Minister from El Asad Air Base on an unannounced trip to the region. Mr. Pence expressed support for a free, sovereign, and independent Iraq, a subtle warning against Iranian influence in that country. The Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee is launching a probe into the role of former Vice President Joe Biden played in the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor, even as that prosecutor was investigating the company that employed Biden's son.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is asking the State Department to hand over any documents that shed light on the former vice president and his son Hunter in Ukraine. He made the request in a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday, requesting any documents tied to calls between then-Vice President Biden and former Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko. Graham wants to know whether, quote, Biden played a role in the termination of Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin in an effort to end the investigation of the company employing his son. Bob Agnew reporting.
Britain's Prince Andrew continues to face many hurdles despite his decision to step down from royal duties because of a friendship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. More at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Two jail guards responsible for monitoring Jeffrey Epstein the night he killed himself are indicted, but it's not enough to rebut suspicions that the wealthy sex offender was actually murdered.
Conspiracy theories flourish even after the medical examiner says Epstein hanged himself, and officials say video surveillance shows no one was in Epstein's locked cell. No matter. Social media buzz was Epstein didn't kill himself, fueled by doubts from family, friends, and victims. Attorney General William Barr even told the Associated Press he had suspicions, but realized failures by jail guards allowed Epstein to commit suicide. University of Chicago professor Eric Oliver, who studies conspiracy theories, says no amount of evidence is likely to change some people's minds when there is so much mistrust of the political system and the media. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new trial date's been set for a woman accused of dressing as a clown and fatally shooting her lover's wife in Florida back in 1990.
A Palm Beach County Circuit Judge Friday scheduled jury selection to begin May 29th for the first-degree murder trial of 56-year-old Sheila Keen Warren. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Keen Warren was arrested in 2017 and extradited from Virginia, where she lived with husband Michael Warren. Officials say Warren's then-wife, Marlene Warren, was shot in the face in May 1990 by a clown delivering carnations and balloons. Investigators say new DNA testing led to Keen Warren's arrest. Patrick Frost reporting.
With billions in federal aid and seats in Congress at stake, a small number of states are dragging their feet, carrying out one of the Census Bureau's chief recommendations for making sure everyone's counted in the 2020 census. Five states, Florida, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas, have not set up what is known as complete count committees. More at townhall.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hey, welcome everyone to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. So happy to have you here with us, and joining me on the show today is a longtime contributor. His name is Brent Butterworth. He, of course, is a longtime audio writer, and he writes for thewirecutter.com, one of my favorite websites, for Soundstage Solo, another favorite website, and for Jazz Times, a wonderful publication. Brent, always nice to have you on the show. How's it going?
It is always a delight to be on your show.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, I assure you. So, Brent, I want to take you back. I want to get in the Wayback Machine, because we both have been around this business for a long time. And let's go back to, say, 1998, and we're walking the show floor at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and it's more or less the first year of plasma televisions. They are big, they are bulky, they are about 40 inches or maybe 42-inch TVs, as I recall.
Yeah.
And they were from companies that are no longer doing anything to do with TV, like
yeah.
Fujitsu and whoever.
Pioneer, else. Yeah.
And Pioneer, that's right.
Yeah.
And they were about, oh, I don't know, in the neighborhood of $15,000, and people were just going goo-goo-gaga over them. And then now let's get back to the present time, and here I'm looking at the Black Friday ad for Walmart, and they have a special buy. It's a Philips 65-inch 4K TV, and it's $278.
Wow. Oh, I may have to just go buy one of those. Wow. It's like free. It's like they're paying you to take it almost.
And so those first televisions were roughly 40 inches or 42 inches. You can buy a 40-inch 2K TV at Walmart, also on Black Friday, for $98.
Wow.
Or a 50-inch 4K, and that's $148. How did we get here, Britt? How did it go?
You know, it's the magic of mass production. And I remember, you know, my boss at the time, Bill Curtis, who ran Rob Report and a bunch of other magazines, bought the first Pioneer plasma. There was a Pioneer and a Fujitsu. And the Fujitsu was about 40 inches and it was $12,000. Mm-hmm. And it looked pretty bad. The Pioneer was 50 inches and it was $25,000. Wow. And it looked tolerable. I mean, the cheapest TV you go buy at Walmart will look a lot better nowadays. But plasma was really not that cheap to produce, but LCD is really, 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 really cheap to produce. Or it has gotten to be. You know, it used to cost a fortune. It used to be like LCD TVs that were 12 inches were like $3,000 or something
right,
like that.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's like it's getting hard to find TVs that are small anymore because when you can get a 40-inch set for $100.
I know, $98.
I'm actually going through a lot of home renovations right now, and I'm thinking about buying a TV for my dining room. It's a breakfast nook, really. It's not really a dining room. And I'm thinking, like, you know, I'll just get, like, a 32-inch set, but there aren't even that many of them out there. Yeah. But they're all, like, the high-end 32-inch set is, like, $150.
Right. I mean, it's just, it's important to remember that those early sets, $12,000, $25,000, look terrible. I mean, they just didn't look great. You know, it was early days of that technology. But, I mean, people were swooning over those sets because they were flat. And, I mean, flat for the day, which was probably, what, a good 5 inches deep or four?
Yeah, 4 or 5 inches deep. And they ran pretty hot, and they chewed up a lot of power. And,
there was no high-def content, really, either. And they weren't high-def televisions.
Some of them weren't. You know, they had just started high-def broadcasting back then, so you could go buy a tuner for $600 or something like that. I bought one. And you could get a little bit of content because, you know, Blu-ray didn't come out until 2005 or something like that. So, you know, it was kind of a luxury good. And now that's a big problem for TV manufacturers. How do they sell anything and make any money? You know, when you can buy a 65-inch TV at easily just walk into Best Buy right now, not even on a Black Friday deal, and get a 65, 70-inch TV or something like that for $1,000 or less. I mean, much less, really, even.
Yeah.
And how do they sell a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 TV? I mean, there's lots of features that you can talk about, like HDR and all that sort of thing. But by and large, you know, even my hardcore TV video friends. Exactly.
Hold on, hold on. We got to take a quick commercial break. Okay. We're talking to Brett Butterworth. We're talking about some of these insane Black Friday deals and how cheap TVs are. And we got more when we come back. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
Don't wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Just head to the Dodge Black Friday sales event and get Employee Pricing Plus all month long. That means it's easier than ever to get a new Dodge Durango, the performance-driven SUV with available all-wheel drive. Whether you're rolling out with friends or family, Durango's 7-passenger seating capacity means there's room for everyone. Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long at the Dodge Black Friday sales event. Offers available on the purchase or lease of a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See dealer for details.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Cancer is number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We are coming right back at you. It's Pawtucket Radio. Mike Etchart with my good friend Brett Butterworth. He, of course, of Wirecutter, Soundstage Solo, and Jazz Times, talking about the unbelievable cost differences of TVs, the latest televisions, and boy, what it's like out there in the marketplace compared to what it was when all of these flat panel televisions were first coming to market. And Brett, you started to say before I so rudely cut you off for a commercial break that a lot of your hardcore videophile friends are saying that, I'm going to guess you're going to say that, you know what, these things are all pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I was at Vizio to go look at their new TVs and soundbars and stuff, and I have a friend who was at the time their PR agency guy, and now he's their internal PR guy, a guy named Mike Wood. And Mike worked for Joe Kane, who's like the all-time video guru, and he worked for me, and then I worked for him, you know, as it goes, in the press for years. He knows as much about this stuff as anybody. So I went to this Vizio thing, and they had like a 40-inch TV or something for $250. I'm looking at this, and it's 4K, and it's got HDR or whatever, and I'm looking at this thing going, I looked at Mike, I'm like, is that really good? He's like, yeah, it's actually really good. Because he would tell me, if it sucked, he would tell me. Yeah. But it looked great. It's just, I'm kind of holding off right now because, you know, I have an old Samsung projector from 10 years ago. I'm not a big video guy. And, you know, I got it on a 72-inch screen. And for the time, it was kind of a state-of-the-art projector. But I keep thinking, you know, why don't I just get a TV? Then I don't have to turn off all the room lights and stuff like that. And then I can watch it during the daytime with the sun streaming in and stuff. But it'll happen. I'm waiting for him to get down to about $59 for a 70-inch. I'm not really joking either.
I know it. It's funny because I was in my daughter stepped on her Chromebook. So I was over at Best Buy near me. And I was just perusing all the televisions. And like you were saying in the first segment, it is unreal. They're all around $500. I mean, really, at the end of the day, and that's for a good size 50, 55-inch TV, and there are lots of them that start with threes. That's regular pricing. And I don't know what the margins are on those things, but they can't be very much, and which is why, of course, that you know they try to sell you a soundbar and anything else, which, by the way, is actually, I think, the most important purchase you will do in addition to the television is a soundbar.
Oh, yeah.
For a quality viewing experience, you need good sound, just period, and that is the downside of all of these wonderfully thin televisions, of course, is that they sound terrible because it's just physics, right?
You can only fit so big of a speaker in there.
Right, exactly. So that, I mean, a soundbar is an essential purchase, but even those, the good ones, are still super inexpensive, the good soundbars that are out there.
Oh, and yeah. And, you know, there's actually a big development in soundbars this year, and that's these ones with Atmos built in, Dolby Atmos, which is the overhead surround sound thing that they, the so-called immersive sound. Absolutely. And you wouldn't think that, like, a soundbar, I mean, they build these little up-firing speakers into the top of the soundbar. And some of them have, like, up-firing speakers and the surround speakers that come with the soundbar, too. And you wouldn't think, like, with a soundbar it really works. And I can't say it gives you, like, a discrete overhead effect or anything like that. But it just makes your soundbar sound like a really, like, a kind of like a big home theater system. And I've heard ones from Vizio, Samsung, Sony. And there are some that aren't so great. But, you know, the better Vizio and Samsung ones are just, like, it just sounds amazing, and it's so easy to work, and you plug it into your TV, and everything just works. It's not like an AV receiver where you got to configure everything, and then nobody in the house can work it, and all that kind of thing. It's just an unbelievable thing.
Yeah, but where's the profit? How are these, separate from the soundbars, but we can go back to the TVs for a second. You know, the companies that are, I mean, I assume now you're just getting down to a handful of companies essentially manufacturing these with different brand names.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a business of quantity in terms of you just have to sell a ton of them. And nobody's making very much money on them.
Not much. And I can't see how they do it, frankly, but you know, as much about this world, I don't understand. So I don't really get it, but they are doing it, and you know, we might as well enjoy it, take advantage of it. I think it's just a wonderful thing. I mean, I don't see a downside here, except that people are just, you know, tossing their old TVs into landfills when they can go buy a better one for $300.
Right. And of course there is no repairing these, and they do die.
Not much. So. They do die. Yeah, you know, 5 years, something like that, 10 years.
It's a disposable product. We've gone from $12,000 to $25,000 to a disposable product at, let's say, under $300. So it's pretty stunning. That's what has happened in the last, essentially, 20 years. You know, the manufacturing technologies and the manufacturing efficiencies that all come in. It is a remarkable time to be buying. And on that note, I do need to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to PopTech Radio. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Enchart here with Brent Butterworth on the box. Brent, of course, is with the Wirecutter and soundstage of Solo Jazz Times, and a man who has been in this business, the business of technology, for many, many years. We've been talking a little bit about Black Friday deals and the ridiculous prices on televisions. Okay, so Brent, do you have any super groovy Black Friday deal you got an eye on?
I got one I just found out about this morning. There's a new Bluetooth speaker and headphone company called Earfun that's doing a lot of really quite good stuff. They've got really good audio engineers there. And they have a little speaker called the Earfun Go, and it's about, you know, 5 or 6 inches wide, and, you know, you can easily throw it into a purse or a briefcase or something. And it is going to be – it's as good as any – inexpensive small Bluetooth speaker is. It's one of the two best I've ever heard, and it's going to be like $25-$26 on Amazon for Black Friday. So yeah, if you just need like a little speaker that sounds really good that you can lug with you anywhere that costs almost nothing, that would be my choice for this Black Friday.
I will log on and put it in my basket. Brent, you ever at this day and age ever wander into any of the Black Friday madness, or do you try to stay away from that?
Well, I don't have a choice because, you know, I work for Wirecutter, and Wirecutter's really kind of all in on that. So yeah. I'll get in a little plug here. Wirecutter has an entire team of people that are scouting for Black Friday deals. You know, so I'm actually working Black Friday and even on Thanksgiving. I'm not working too hard. I'm just basically getting on the web and answering people's questions and trying to find some more deals and stuff. But yeah, so I'm actively involved in this whole thing. Now, do I buy the stuff? If I stumble upon a deal on something I want, yeah. I mean, I don't recommend to people that they just buy random things on Black Friday that look like a good deal. You know, I think it's better to sort of be like, hey, you know, I'm on the lookout for this kind of product, and if I can find this one or this one or this one at a good price, I will buy one of those rather than just buy some random thing that looks really cheap.
Well, it's certainly about impulse buying, isn't it, on that day?
Yeah.
And we all have succumbed to impulse buying at some time in our life. And
not since yesterday.
Right, exactly. There you go. I will say that the times that I do go out, and I certainly have over the years wandered out just to kind of get the vibe, it is kind of fun, you know, because it's exciting and people are kind of fired up and revved up, and there's an energy when you're out and about. I mean, if you're in a gigantic crowd, depending on what you like, that may not be your thing, but it's just kind of fun to be out there and looking at all this stuff, and there's a lot of ridiculous deals. And it's never been clear to me, you know, I assume like when we were talking about those TVs, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that maybe those are loss leaders, but I don't actually know. You know, do the big box retailers, do they, you know, 8 months ahead of time kind of decide what they're going to have and work out some kind of pricing so maybe they're just making no money? Or is it your sense they lose money on a lot of this stuff?
My guess is they're still making a little bit of money, but, you know, you got to remember that for the Best Buys of the world to have a Black Friday deal is great, but what about a lot of websites have the best Black Friday deals, and yeah, you might get something else while you're on the website, but I don't know. I just don't know what to say. It is really hard to know what to say about that.
Well, and it's, you know, between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it is, if nothing else, boy, there's a lot of money moving around with the internet. And it doesn't seem to be going away. So I think for the foreseeable future, we're going to see this sort of thing because it gets people in the store at a time of the year when they want to be in the store. And it's a weird year this year because Thanksgiving is so late in the month. So I think the window has shrunk for the buying season for this holiday season. So, you know, they're trying to get as many bodies in the building as they can. And it sure seems like when I was, as I mentioned in the last segment, I guess, where I was at Best Buy just recently, I couldn't believe how many TVs they have stacked out in the show floor. Just a ton of products. So they must be moving a lot of stuff. I mean, and again, those prices, I can understand why. You know, I've been looking at a 55-inch TCL for my living room, and I mean, it's so dramatically inexpensive. Kind of double take every time I look at the prices. It's like, wow, really? That's $379 for, you know, a quality set that's big? It's like, wow.
It's just crazy. It really is crazy. But, you know, that's the world we live in right now. That's what technology does. So, you know, we can observe and we can comment, but, you know, probably the best thing to do is just take advantage of it.
That's right. Exactly. But it certainly speaks to the technology of manufacturing and manufacturing efficiencies. And, you know, once they get a product, you know, figured out on the tech side, on the development side, and they, you know, and they go through the line and they get that working, it just starts. I mean, I know you've been to a number of these factories and they just crank them out and
yeah,
the price goes down, down, down.
Yeah. I mean, sadly, you know, so many of the things I buy, the price just never goes down. So, you know.
Well, you have expensive taste, or you have, you know, niche products. So.
Well, I play double bass. Those are big, giant things. It costs a fortune just to ship them, and you got to have people build them. So they can't production line them.
No, exactly. On that note, Brent, we need to take a quick commercial break, and we say goodbye. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I think we're going to probably see each other in Las Vegas fairly soon, are we not?
I am real sure that we will, and
and we'll be talking then.
I'll be there once again for my 31st Las Vegas CES.
Wow. All right. You got me beat by about 8 years, I think. So I'm trying to catch up, though. So maybe hang back for a couple of years so I can catch up. All right, folks. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
In terms of the quantity, so there's certain factors to consider if you are a Black Friday shopper. It's kind of fun to be out there, though. I'm going to actually bring in my producer, Cody Castleberry, to see if he's going to be out at Black Friday. Now, Cody, you have a couple of young kids, so I'm going to guess you may not be in the throng, but is there a product that would get you out of the house on Black Friday to go shopping?
Yeah, I'm looking for a TV for my bedroom.
Now, but as we've kind of talked about on the show, it's getting harder and harder to find what now are considered smaller TVs. What size TV would you think is appropriate for your bedroom? Not a 65-inch, I assume.
No, a 40-inch would be great.
That's hard to find. That's right. There's not a ton. I mean, there's a lot of them. They're inexpensive. If you want a decent one, there's not that many out there. We talked about the wonderful deal that Walmart has. You know, because I'm sort of still casually in the market for a television myself, but I don't want to – I think I want a 55. And right. Some of those deals we saw were the 65-inch we had talked about at Walmart. And there is – it looks like Walmart's got a couple of other TVs. And they actually have a really good TV. By the way, you can go online. And remember in the old days, you literally had to wait for that flyer to come out, typically the day before Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Day in the newspaper. But now they're all online. I'm looking at a Samsung 55-inch 4K UHD LED smart TV with HDR. How's that for a mouthful? But that TV is regularly $599, call it $600, on sale for $327. Can I talk you into 55-inch TV, Cody?
I actually have a Samsung.
You have a TCL, don't you?
No, that's my TCL died on me. So
oh, that's right. What did you replace it with?
Samsung. It was a 7 series, I believe. I got that one for $500, not on sale or anything. So
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have like a little 32-inch in my room. I mean, it's all right. It serves a purpose. But if I ever want to like lay down and play a video game in my room, my eyes are too bad to look at a 32-inch screen from across the room. So sure. A little 40-inch would be awesome. The deal Walmart has on Black Friday for that 40-inch 2K TV, I mean, it's just 2K, but it's still, it serves a purpose. You know, I don't have an HD PlayStation or anything, so I don't even really get to use, the HD, 4K technology, really. I mean, I don't have
source. Well, that's super HD, but this will be an HD, a high-def TV,
right.
So you'll have high-def. You won't have standard def, but you won't also have.
But it's 40 UHD. Inches. 40 inches for $98. I mean,
$98.
$98.
It's a ridiculous deal. It's a ridiculous deal. And then, but speaking of the larger sets, they also have a 65-inch Samsung, also LED HDR. That's a pretty nice set. And that's regularly almost $800. And they're rolling that out for $477. So, the TVs are they're the driver, really, or they're usually kind of the front line deal that all the various big box retailers and online retailers kind of lead with. So it's kind of fun to see what the TVs are going for. And as we talked about earlier in the show, it's getting to the point where TVs are almost just disposable items. They will not live forever, as your TCL did not.
Mm-mm.
And that's actually rare for a TCL to go. But there's no more TV repairment. It's when it goes, and you just replace it. But it is such a stunningly inexpensive thing to get now. And
When I called about my TCL, I called customer service. And I was like, hey, I've only had this for a year and it died. What can I do about this? And they asked me if I had the warranty, which I neglected to get because it was like a third of the price of the TV itself. So I was like, well, oh well. And they said that it would cost $200 to replace the part that's likely out. And I had paid $350 for it. So I was like, well, I guess it's just time to get a new TV.
Yeah.
You know, what else are you going to do about that?
No, exactly. And it is, yeah, that's, and they're hard, you know, like everything, that the electronics are, they're just stuffed in there. They're kind of hard to work on, and it's just not worth it. So away you got, and you went and got a Samsung. So, right. You know, that's a good TV as well. Although, as we were talking about, I think it was the last episode we did with Jeff Morrison, he was saying that, you know, listen, for the video file, there is a difference between TVs on the top end, for sure. But for the average consumer, man, the things that are inexpensive are really just great deals out there. It is crazy. You know, even the least expensive television is going to look pretty darn good these days compared right. to what came before it. One of the interesting things that I've been meaning to do, and I don't know if you've done this or not, I'm also seeing, I think this is on Amazon, 23andMe, the DNA test, regularly $199. They're going to do it for $99. Have you done your DNA test?
I have not. Not super interested in it. You know,
no, why not?
I am who I am. I know who I am. I don't need to know too much more about it. I mean, it's fun. It'd probably be fun. It's not $100 fun for me.
Oh, you know? Really? Oh, interesting.
And I get it. I get the appeal, you know, finding out what your lineage is and such. And it just doesn't excite me. But, you know, can I say, you know, you mentioned that TVs would be a big draw this year. They always are.
Sure.
But I was seeing some other things that might be a big draw, and not necessarily even to Walmart or department stores, but to cell phone carriers. They're doing some really good deals. I mean, I think maybe Samsung is pushing the deals, but I'm seeing deals on other phones as well. But if you're thinking about maybe getting in, then you're like, I don't want to spend any money on it. I saw some
deals. The Android phones, I assume?
Yes, Android. I mean, there could be sales on iPhones, but I didn't see them.
Not likely.
But the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 I saw on sale for $600 off. You know, that's a huge savings if you think about...
That's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, if you think about the amount of money you're saving, that's a big chunk.
I wish they were doing deals on the actual service. Like, oh, my God, every time I get my cell phone bill, it's really? It's this much money, and I'm paying for, in my case, 5 iPhones? Like, oh, my goodness, it just adds up. And it's just a bill that we can't avoid anymore. Which brings up an interesting question, too, is, you know, I used to be kind of the guy that was always checking out the latest and greatest of phones, and I'm kind of not that guy anymore. Are you that guy, or are you kind of now content with whatever you've got, as long as it's, you know, a couple of years old, it's fine and not super old? Or do you care anymore about getting the latest and the greatest?
No, I think we're running into sort of a feature/technology wall that we're hitting with phones. I mean, yeah, they're incrementally improving every generation, but I mean, it's not enough for me to be like, I gotta throw this Note 8 in the trash and look at the games that are developed or the apps that are developed for your phone. They aren't so intensive that you need the boost to begin with. I mean, in the future you might, but then in the future there will be another generation of phones anyway.
Sure. And it's a big finance commitment, and that's kind of where they are. I mean, you don't see, remember in the old days when a new Apple iPhone would be announced, there was a line around the block of Apple stores, and definitely not that way any longer. But on that note, we do need to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking cars, because the LA Auto Show is in town, and boy, there's a lot of tech going on there. So stick with us. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Back, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio, and if you happen to be in Los Angeles this weekend, it is the LA Auto Show. It is happening. It is a big, groovy event, and who else to talk about it than the Hollywood car consultant? He is Josh Hancock, a frequent visitor to the show. Josh, how are you this fine day? Super to have
you on. Good morning. Good morning, Michael. I am great. Thank you.
Now, set the table for us briefly in the pantheon of car shows, because this is not the only car show that happens on the planet. Where does L.A. sit?
Well, traditionally, Detroit North American International Auto Show was the most important auto show in North America. That has changed. Both Los Angeles and Chicago have now been designated international auto shows. And I think we have to look at these auto shows in two ways now. It's becoming much less important for the press to cover the auto show because they're no longer introducing new models at auto show. They're doing it outside of auto show because they don't want to be caught up in all the noise of auto show.
Right.
So then we look at it on a consumer level, and of course Los Angeles and Southern California is the most important car market in the world. So on a consumer level, it ranks very high.
And on the tech side, it is because there's kind of two parts sort of to this show, right? There's the
automobility.
There's the automobility part of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so traditionally we used to have 2 days of press where you know, basically it's around 6,000 to 7,000 journalists from the U.S. and around the world would come in. The show starts on Friday to the public. They would come in Monday or Tuesday, parties at night. And then Wednesday and Thursday, every 50 minutes, there's a press conference at all the manufacturers. And, you know, auto shows used to be rated on what new vehicle was going to be revealed. Mm-hmm. So there have been times in Los Angeles where we've had over 20 reveals in those 2 days. This year we probably had six.
Interesting.
And the biggest thing, of course, is that Ford showed, on Sunday night prior to Automobility Week, Ford bought out a hangar a private jet hangar, actually two, on the backside of Tesla in Hawthorne, California,
Ooh.
To show their new pure electric mass market car, which is the Mustang Mach-E.
Lovely. That was a little poke in the eye, shall we say, to do it that way?
That was a poke in the eye. And in essence, it's a little bit of a poke in the eye to the auto show. Because
right.
normally, 5 years ago, we all would have been waiting for that press conference at the show. But instead, they brought in all these journalists from around the world, and they brought them in for that Sunday night. And I've never seen, you know, it ranks very high on the amount of money that they spent to show us this car, by the way. It's a big, big deal for them.
Now, there's also something else going on. If you don't live in California, you wouldn't be aware of it. But the show has kind of been dragged into the political arena, has it not? Based on California and clean air standards and pushing back on the Trump administration. So kind of frame that.
Very much so. And now we're having, you know, and I'm sure you know this better than I do, that people are saying, if you're not going to support California in their stricter standards, we're not going to buy your cars.
The state of California will not buy your cars, meaning the
fleet
that they buy. Exactly. So, and the cars that they will.
That's a huge statement.
Yes.
I mean, we are one-tenth of the car market in the United States here.
We fight above our weight, so to speak.
And why it's the most important market is also because we buy, like for Porsche, this is their number one market in the world.
Right. But automakers were forced to kind of, they were in a bit of a quandary as well, though, right? Because they're saying, well, who do we listen to? Because the federal government is trying to push for lower standards, and yet California is saying, no, we want the higher standards.
Yeah, and, you know, look, this has been going on for years, and California's been a leader. We had the worst air in the country, so we needed to fix it, which we did a great job. And therefore, you know, the rest of the world listened to what we did. The Europeans adopted a lot of things. At that time, the federal government really was happy that California was taking these steps in many ways. And working with them, the Trump administration is much more in bed with oil and gas and coal and traditional sources of energy. So they're looking to the guys that give them money, which is oil and gas. And they're trying to relax this, which is, you know, some automotive manufacturers have been gearing up and they feel like they're going to lose the edge around the world unless we lead.
Fascinating. All right, well, hold that thought because we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more with my good friend Josh Hancock and what's going on at the auto show here in Los Angeles. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, we're back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchard here. My good friend Josh Hancock, he, of course, is an art director in Hollywood and for movies when it comes to automotive, and he has been hanging out at the LA Auto Show, which is why we are talking to him. And Josh, we mentioned, of course, in the last segment, the all-electric Mustang, which has been introduced. There is also a Tesla truck that was introduced, and boy, that was interesting. Can you share some thoughts on
the
that?
The Cybertruck. I think it's named well, you know. It's a very dystopian design.
Yes, it is.
It's being called what DeLorean would have done if he wanted to design a truck. It is all stainless steel.
And I haven't heard the DeLorean thing, but that totally makes sense. That's a great way of framing, if you haven't seen a picture of it, what it looks like. I don't care for it, quite frankly, but it's
very,
certainly
very sharp angles. Mm-hmm. And the other part of it in DeLorean is that it is stainless steel color.
Yes.
So, you know, it's also a reminder there. I mean, my first impression, well, besides the design, on a market level, I think he's decided to go after the sport utility market versus really the truck market.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a truck for your average pickup guy. It's a truck for younger generation coming up that wants something that will do everything. It'll be a sport utility, it'll be a truck, but it's a sport activity vehicle. And it's very capable. I mean, the numbers are crazy.
Yeah.
0-60 in 2.9 seconds.
That's fast. That's quite fast. But Elon Musk had a bit of a, you know, it's always a nerve-wracking thing when you're showing a prototype, if you will, or something that's not out yet, because sometimes things don't go as planned, and something didn't go as planned with him. This has theoretically, or what was promoted as unbreakable windows. And did he not try to prove their unbreakableness, and yet they in fact did break in his demonstration. Oops.
Yes, that was kind of crazy. And yes, his whole promotion on this is unbreakable, and that's why it's stainless steel. And they also took a sledgehammer. They had an F-150 door, and I didn't go. I've been to auto shows so much I couldn't get down there. They took an F-150 door and they bashed it with a sledgehammer. I was pretty impressed at how much that door didn't cave in. It had small dents in it. Then they take it to the Tesla and, you know, there's no dents in the truck.
Wow. Now, I think you and I have kind of talked about this a little bit on the show before, but it always amazes me, you know, when you talk about the truck segment of vehicles, it's a gigantic market, right? And it's dominated by the American car companies in a way that other categories are not. If I understand correctly, Ford is having an F-150, an all-electric F-150 coming sometime, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a
That is correct. Let's look at the fact that it's the number one selling – a pickup truck is the number one selling vehicle in the United States. Actually, it's first and second. That alone compared to every other market in the world is a bit crazy. There's not another market in the world where a pickup truck is the best-selling vehicle. And it's not by a little bit, by the way.
Yeah.
The Ford F-150 last year sold almost 1 million units, 948,000, if I'm correct. You know, the top-selling car is around 548,000 units. So it's a lot, and it's amazing that we do that.
Yeah, it's stunning. So, and if that market, if there is an electric vehicle that is a practical option, that's a gigantic potential game changer in the industry, correct?
Correct. And last year, of course, we saw the Bollinger get launched at LA Auto Show.
Right. So in the last sort of 45 seconds we have, what was the coolest car you saw, Josh, at the LA Auto Show?
Well, Mercedes-Benz has a hot rod called the Simplex.
Okay.
I would definitely look at the Simplex. I would also look at the Infiniti booth. They have a full-size pure electric concept that is absolutely beautiful. The most significant thing is the Mustang Mach-E, because this is us changing the auto industry to pure electric. Ford has made a big commitment here.
Awesome. All right, Josh, thanks so much for joining us, brother. Have fun, and remind me, for that new Mercedes, let me know how much I have to save up in my piggy bank, because I bet it's not going to be cheap. So, folks, thanks for listening into this episode of Pop Tech Radio. We will be back again next week, and don't forget, you can find us, all the old episodes, on wherever you get your podcasts. So, big thanks to Cody Castleberry. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We will see you next time on Pop Tech Radio.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal.